The air has been strangely silent. Then the steady static is interrupted.
2-2, EU2, 4L180, 0 block, 4L190.
You're tuned to Strange Music in Small Doses. I'm your host, Ink Spotter. Tonight's show investigates the group mind. The group mind in all its thrilling unity and hellish hypocrisy. Its meetings are suspect. Its investigations up for investigation. Tonight we'll be clocking in at under 29 minutes since I missed last week's episode of Strange Music in Small Doses. Ink Spotter returns with the energy from the ashes of former selves, radio artifacts in hand. We begin tonight with the group improv of Radio Free Clear Light and their forays into the Black Valley, a place I have journeyed with them a few fortunate times. And in these valleys of the grass, we were led by Menlo and other guides towards the One Mind. The middle piece is a remix I recently did on the Ink Spotter label, which you are privy to and are welcome to manipulate at will. Secrets of the Dead, a television show I watched earlier this week, I remixed into a myriad of overlapping vocal tonalities. Check it out, let me know what you think. The group mind reappears with Sunburned Hand of the Man and their piece Jipokken, which will close our show tonight. But let's get started with RFCL, Radio Free Clear Light.
Thank you.
You're listening to Radio Free Clear Light off of their latest release, Black Valley, or as some people may call them, RFCL. Coming up next, we have a mix by Inkspotter himself, Secrets of the Dead, where the witches, the poisons, Albert Hoffman, convulsing, shifting of blame, the evils of today revealed.
We were very lucky to have a rather big amount of stomach contents today in the cottage. And it showed a huge composition of serious and wheat and small fragments of bone from pork. And during the analysis, they found a huge amount of air contents that we had cut ear to ear across the throat. It even went through the esophagus and left a big gap also between the third and the fourth vertebra.
Happened in the early days of this small New England town.
But there were also today, other signs.
Salem
he
is
had
a tourist
received a powerful blow to his right temple.
But its modeled history
jam jars
contained what is left of his stomach contents. Ergot was clearly present. But the early test had not indicated whether the ergot alkaloids, the toxins produced by the fungus, had been absorbed by his body. Only that evidence would definitively prove that Gravalamet had been exhibiting the symptoms of ergot poisoning, the convulsions and hallucinations that might have led to his murder.
We don't know whether they had reached the gut or
that it was clear his attackers had gone to great lengths to ensure he was dead.
Their effects symptomatically.
I think he was 38 years old. He had a baby die in prison.
It was clear his attackers had gone to great lengths.
This is where we need chemical analysis.
Every account that exists.
The team was granted permission to perform the necessary tests on a tiny, precious piece of Gravalamet's gut lining. Any traces of the ergot alkaloids would mean that the toxins had made it into his bloodstream, and that he most likely would have been suffering from the effects of ergot poisoning. To his peers, he would have been exhibiting the same bizarre symptoms witnessed much later in Salem. Their town was one of the first Puritan settlements in the New World. A few hundred
another thing which
were
they believed in the period was if you scratched
existence
a
from the land.
To draw blood.
They want us to use a more fundamental form of
We have alpha in this area.
Was a modern one, and it was unlikely source.
inspiration for LSD had been well supported by her findings from the Salem forensic science. 2,000 years had provided chemical evidence of Ergon's possible motive, but what she still needed was unambiguous proof.
Just by chance, I found it. It was a bad case of brains.
It also offered chemical evidence.
The entire village is all sound
poisoned.
Like a medieval plague, stalking through the towns and villages of Europe, a strange melody that sends people mad has hit Pont Saint-Esprit in France. The streets are as quiet as the death that threatens its inhabitants. And the cause? Poisoned bread from this deserted baker's shop.
It happened in August 1951, when an unsuspecting baker used a sack full of contaminated flour. 200 people were afflicted by a mysterious disease. Many required hospitalization. And in the weeks that...
They had no knowledge of science as would happen in the 18th century. So, for instance, a storm might be interpreted as a sign of God's displeasure, or a crop failure, a drought, that sort of thing.
So in December 1691, when a number of settlers were struck down by a terrifying illness during a particularly harsh winter, they were convinced
some got so
the
bad,
agents of the devil
were carted
off to psychiatric asylums.
My husband went to the bakery to get a little more bread because we didn't have enough. The first thing that happened, we started to be sick and to have stomach cramps. For everybody, it was the same thing. You couldn't catch a wink. You couldn't get to sleep.
They would writhe in agony, screaming in terror.
I was working at the mayor's office, and in the morning when I arrived, no one spoke of anything else. Then during the day, we heard about a man who had a rifle, and he wanted to shoot at anything that moved, because he thought he was having hallucinations.
Doctor made the only diagnosis he could think of. Doctors and scientists were brought in from every major city in the area. Ambulances were commandeered, and the mayor's office became the emergency headquarters for the town.
A court was convened with
this original film footage from the outbreak shows the same wailing voices.
I think there was terrible fear in the communities around Salem that names were going to be mentioned by the girls and action was going to be taken by adults against those people. And you wouldn't want your name mentioned. You wouldn't want to be called in on a complaint and questioned. The questioning was always going to conclude that you were guilty.
And blood dripping from the
ceiling. And so the girl's behavior, because
she was not the only one,
in order to escape from these animals, they would open up the windows and jump.
Doctors and scientists searched for a cause.
And there was a lady
the accusations
was
in the
hospital,
reached
and she was about 70.
Rebecca nursed.
And she opens her window. She's come to stay at her house. She's eaten just a little.
In order to escape from these animals, they would open up the windows and jump out. And there was a lady who was in hospital, and she was about 75 years old, and she opened her window, and suddenly she leapt out. But she didn't die. You see, her nightdress got caught on a spine.
In the space of 9 months, they believe that they should be so far, which has been singled out in a bishop arrested by their ancestors. The sickness was caused by her. Each was presented with an impossible choice. The scientific result confessed to be witching the girls.
Had the events in France occurred in the 1600s instead of 1900s, I suspect every house in the village would have been exorcised.
Just as
it became pretty clear that you were
fear and hysteria had led to actions that to us seem naive and foolish.
And if you confessed,
and there was one more ironic
committing
between the French tragedy and the Salem trials.
Which would be even worse than dying. I can't imagine anything worse than being accused of something you didn't do and knowing you'd never be able to prove your innocence.
And 300 years later, modern science may be able to prove that there was a perfectly rational explanation for the symptoms that sparked the execution of so many innocent men and women.
Thank you.
began gnashing on locks and broke off teeth.
Professor Lee
was chewing on time.
The French dog had a parallel in Salem. A witch cake, a piece of bread soaked in the urine of one of the sick girls, had been fed to a dog to test if it too would become bewitched. Hours later, the first accusations of witchcraft were made.
One of the events in Salem that had bothered me were described by one historian as a pack of Bobby Soxers on the loose. They were trying to become the center of attention. And from this grew a hysteria that spread throughout the community.
But for Linda, the testimony defied such a simple explanation. She agreed that the girls may have been first engaged in some of their symptoms.
That
experiment
has been rejected until
then.
If that dog clearly
can't
have some experiment is not there is some faking of convulsions.
And if that dog by the original afflictions and descriptions of the afflictions could not have
the test had been made,
people described test had confirmed.
A black thing comes into the room, and the thing has the body of a monkey and the legs and claws of a rooster.
People have turn to the supernatural to explain what frightens them most. When communities were struck down with a horrific illness that had no known cause, it was witchcraft that became the scapegoat. Now, the real devil behind many cases of supposed bewitchment may finally have been found. The blame can be shifted from witches to ergot, the fungus from which the hallucinogenic drug LSD is derived. Its poisons are so powerful, they can induce the hideous symptoms that time and again have triggered brutal executions throughout the world. Gallows Hill in Salem is the spot where 19 innocent men and women were hanged for witchcraft. Their deaths now seem particularly senseless and tragic.
It doesn't become... When I reflect upon this in that area, in many
one
ways,
of the things I wonder about
must have been at that point
is desolate area in many
would
ways.
Would things have been different?
Must have been
had people known that there was such a thing
I
as
can
food
imagine
poisoning?
Children?
Had they known more?
Even
had
dogs?
They understood better?
I can imagine
would
babies
all of this
crying,
simply not
so
been
that there's this place
part
where
of history as we
normal
know it,
life meets up with life at its most abnormal and strange.
Children
and
even dogs.
I can imagine babies crying so that there's this place where normal life meets up with life at its most abnormal and strange. And I can imagine people feeling self-righteous, people feeling that they have freed the community of danger.
And in a,
I'm glad to see that there's a baseball field and a playground
within sight of here, a place of life, inside this place of death.
Thank you.
Strange Music in Small Doses is pulling to a close. Behind us, we hear the fading strains of Sunburned Hand of the Man. In the middle section, we had Ink Spotter remixing Secrets of the Dead. And we started out our show tonight with RFCL, Radio Free Clear Light, from their album Black Valley. That concludes this week's show. Strange Music in Small Doses will return. We'll continue our explorations in sound. Any comments are welcome at the website, discoveringsound.com. Let me know what you thought of that middle piece. I think I might be including more of those improv remixes in future shows. So until next week, keep on listening.